said the shepherd to his wife, the crop of hay is cut and dried. I'll bale it up and bring it in before the coming storm begins. Go, she said, and beat the storm, and then there is another chore. Today the baby will be born. You'll take me to the hospital, said the shepherd, if it's true. Shepherd rode the yellow rose, the clouds above and the field below, until the bales had all been tied. Then homeward turned to find his wife. The sweat was wet upon her brow, her breath it came in laboredly. Shepherd, it's no use. The rain will surely win the race. 'Twere better if we let it fall and hurry to the hospital. Go, she said, and work with haste and bring the bales into the barn. Else the crop will go to waste. Shepherd drove into the storm and to and from the yellow barn, till half the bales were safely in, and went to find his wife again. How many times her name he called, and no replying would she make. Her breath came at none at all, and she would shepherd saw the sun come out. The shepherd's wife saw ne'er again. He buried her and the babe within. He turned the seed into the ground. He brought the flock to feed thereon. He held the cleaver and the plow, and a shepherd's work was never done.
Thanks. Nowhere to go but up from that one. It's really a pleasure to be here at the NPR Mothership. I've never been here before. This is Michael Chorney, my friend. Oh, mother shelter, a mother's a shelterer. Oh, mother shelter, mother shelter us from the wild winds howling. Ooh. Thanks so much for loaning us your ears, you guys. And-